Hey loves, I'm Deandra, your fellow blogger and podcast host, talking all things lifestyle, giving you all of the real and everything in between, while also leaving you with some motivation at the end. So put on your crown, fill up your favorite cup, and enjoy, because you're tuned in to the Black Princess Diaries podcast. Hello, loves, and happy Sunday. Welcome back to another episode of the Black Princess Diaries podcast. Happy September. How are you guys doing? I hope you're doing well, and I hope that you are entering your September with hope and goals and just on a good note, because we all need to start each month, each week, each day on the best note we can. Obviously, life is gonna life, but, you know, we should all have hopes, or at least try to start each day with, you know, just hope for a good day, a good month, a good week, a good year, what have you. But I hope you guys are doing well. I hope you guys have had a great weekend and that you have been, you know, enjoying yourself, taking time for yourself, but also spending some time with others and just getting out, having some fresh air. Make sure you're drinking your water and doing everything you need to do to take care of yourselves. We are coming into the fall season this month, and I am so sad because I love summer. I am a summer lover, and even though it was very hot this summer, very, very hot, way too hot, I still have my love for it, and it will never go away. And we are about to enter into fall soon, and it's like, weather-wise, when it comes to at least the heat temperatures cooling down a little bit, you know, I'm actually ready for that, because it's just been way too hot. However, everything else, no. I'm not ready for it to drop down too low. I'm not ready for any of that. I'm not ready for any fall clothing. People love the fall clothing and everything, and they love layering. No, I don't want any of that. Keep my sunburn. Just let it be a little bit cooler, especially from how it's been this summer. Yeah, no. But anyways, you know, it's so ironic that I'm recording this episode, because this episode is basically based off of not having any idea what to record or discuss or talk about. It's crazy, right? Because you're probably like, if you had nothing to talk about, how are you recording this episode? Something come to your mind? Obviously, something came to my mind, or maybe it didn't, right? It's kind of confusing. But I took a moment in the midst of trying to think about something to discuss with you guys, because first, let me just say, being a content creator and having many different social media accounts and different things to have to put out and talk about, it's a lot, right? You have to come up with so many different things, and you know, it's okay to take little tidbits from others, because we all do that, right? But obviously, you can't copy word for word, you can't copy paste, you have to make it your own and into something your own. And it's just, you have to think of all these different ideas and everything, and it's on different platforms. What you put on one platform may not be the same as another. Like my blog and my podcast, they do go hand in hand, but at the same time, there are a lot of things that I may talk about on my podcast that I don't put on my blog, and vice versa. But also at the same time, I take some ideas from blog posts that I've written and I discuss it on here, because of course not everyone who listens to my podcast reads my blog, or not everyone who reads my blog listens to my podcast. So, you know, I like to take little things here and there, but coming up with ideas can be a lot, and consistently coming up with ideas and always having something new and fresh and making sure you're not constantly repeating yourself. Like, it's good to repeat yourself every now and then, but you know, you don't want to constantly be repetitive. You have to put out new and different things. And so that's a lot. And especially where I am right now, I've just been stumped. Like, I have had no idea what to discuss. You might have noticed, if you are, you know, one of my listeners who are there every single week looking for the episode, and you might have seen that I have not had an episode every single week this season. And I hate that because I really, really wanted to, you know, do the opposite. I wanted to have an episode out every single week, be on it, be on top of it. However, I'm still, as I've said before, you know, it's a lot going on mentally. And so I have been just stumped. Like, I have been so stumped on what to talk about. And so, you know, I tried to record the last minute on the day that the episode was supposed to go out, but I still can't think of anything. And so I don't want to give you guys any low quality. I don't want to, you know, just turn on the mic and just say whatever, obviously. So it's like, okay, well, I'll just skip this week, which I hate, but you know, it is what it is. I prefer to give the best quality that I can give. And if that means, well, I guess this week we're not having an episode, then that's what it means. However, obviously, I'm also not trying to make it a consistent thing, but I say that to just say it's been a struggle to think of ideas. And so this week wasn't any different, but as I was trying to think about what in the world am I going to talk about, you know, I thought I had an idea, but I did not. So I'm thinking about what in the world am I going to talk about? And then it hit me, which it has to be God. I swear, every time I can't think of something, God is like, I got you. But it hit me. It's like, well, why don't I talk about when you don't have ideas, like talking about not knowing what to talk about? And so, yeah, it's like when you're struggling, when you can't think of something, when your brain just seems fried, when it just seems like a bunch of just, you know, when you like scribble and it's just like, it's just jumbled, it's scribbled, like it just looks crazy and hectic when your brain feels like that. It's like, what exactly is your brain trying to tell you? Maybe your brain is trying to tell you something. If you're so frustrated, if even if you're used to always, you know, knowing the right things to say, knowing, you know, what to discuss, knowing what you should do, whatever it is, whatever situation, but this time it's like, oh my God, I'm drawing a blank. What's going on? Maybe your brain is trying to tell you something. Maybe your brain is trying to tell you that you need a break. Maybe your brain is trying to say it's a little depressed and maybe, you know, you need to talk to someone. Maybe you've suppressed it to the back of your mind. Maybe your brain is trying to say, we need a break, or I don't like this, or we need to go a different route. You know, your brain speaks to you just like any other part of your body. Obviously, your brain is going to speak to you, and maybe your brain is trying to tell you something. And so when it's just like, what in the world? What am I going to talk about? What am I going to do? What am I going to say? You know, maybe your brain is trying to give you a signal like, hey, maybe you should take a break. Maybe you should ease up. You know, you're going through a lot. You need to rest. You need to chill back a bit. I'm going to explode like a fuse. You know, like the light blew out. I need to rest. Obviously, your brain needs to rest. Your brain functions, your body. And it's like, if you're doing too much, you know, you're going through a lot, your brain is going to be tired and you won't be able to properly function in your everyday life like you normally do. So if you ever experience, like I'm experiencing, I already know, I hear you brain. I already know it's a lot going on. So I already know and I understand, and I definitely probably do need to take a break. But at the same time, I'm like, I feel like I've taken a break because I feel like I'm not on top of things like I usually am. But at the same time, I'm still trying to do little things. So it's like, it's basically my version of a break. It's like, I say I'm taking a break, but I'm not really taking a break. But my brain is like, no, you need to really take a break. So if you are dealing with that, if you feel stressed, if you feel like you just can't think of anything, you can't think of what to write, you can't think of what to say, you're constantly going blank, you're constantly just feeling like you're losing it, or just feeling like you're just not there, listen to your brain. Take a moment, close your eyes, take deep breaths, do whatever you have to do, and just take a moment, listen to your brain, be connected with your brain, and realize what it's trying to say, realize what it's trying to tell you, and listen to that. Don't put it to the back of your mind. Don't do any of that. You have to listen to what it's trying to tell you, because at the end of the day, if you take care of your brain and honestly your body, you know, will give back good things, and it will, you know, you will benefit, you will reap from it, and you will see all the good that it can do and that it will do. But that is all for today, you guys. It's just a short little episode because obviously, you know, it was just something that I quickly came up with. But I do hope that you guys enjoyed it. I hope that, as always, it was motivational, inspirational for somebody out there listening. Again, I hope you guys are having a happy Sunday. Hope you're taking care of yourselves and you're ready for the week ahead. And I will talk to you all next time. Thanks, love, for tuning in. Be sure to give us a rating and your feedback. We love to hear your thoughts. Are you following us on social media? Check us out on Instagram at TBPD Podcast and be a part of the fun. You can also check our website in the description where you can read blog posts, check out other links, and even listen to more podcast episodes. Until next time.